Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Nourish us with the true living bread in your word as we seek to learn more about you. Good morning, saints. The riches in this present age versus the treasures you are given from heaven. Our readings this morning, 1 Timothy 6, verse 17 to 21, NKJV. Command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty, nor to trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Let them do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to give, willing to share, storing up for themselves a good foundation for the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust, avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. By professing it, some have strayed concerning the faith. Grace be with you. Amen. In the message, tell those rich in this world's wealth to quit being so full of themselves and so obsessed with money, which is here today and gone tomorrow. Tell them to go after God, who piles on all the riches we could ever manage, to do good, to be rich in helping others, to be extravagantly generous. If they do that, they'll build a treasury that will last, gaining life that is truly life. And oh, my dear Timothy, guard the treasury we're given, guard it with your life, avoid the talk show religion and the practiced confusion of the so-called experts. People caught up in a lot of talk can miss the whole point of faith. Overwhelming grace keep you. There are two thoughts in this passage from verse 17 to 19, talking about the rich in this present age, and verse 20 to 21, talking about the treasure that was given from heaven. Money itself is not evil, but like the internet and dynamite, can be used for good, it can be used for evil. In 1 Timothy 6:10, we are warned, however, for the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Psalm 118 verse 8 says it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So trusting our salaries or paychecks or making money by a business, not a good idea. In Acts 20 verse 35, I have shown you in every way by laboring like this, that you must support the weak, and remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Jesus himself had this to say in Matthew 19 verse 21. Jesus said to him, if you want to be perfect, go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, and come, follow me. In Matthew 6 verse 19 to 21, Jesus said, do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So rich people are encouraged to use their riches to further the kingdom of God and reach out to people and help other people. Instead of being selfish, be loving and giving and generous towards your fellow man. Speaking of true treasure, in the message version, it said, guard the treasure you were given. This treasure is the word of God and the relationship with Jesus Christ our Lord. The kind of treasure we should be interested in, as in Psalm 119 verse 162, I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. So how about some practical advice on guarding this treasure? In Titus 3 verse 8 to 9, Amplified, this message is most trustworthy, and concerning these things I want you to insist steadfastly, so that those who have believed in, trusted in, relied on God may be careful to apply themselves to honorable occupations and to doing good. For such things are not only excellent and right in themselves, but they are good and profitable for the people. But avoid stupid and foolish controversies and genealogies and dissensions and wrangling about the law, for they are unprofitable and futile. And in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 to 5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Good news is, we don't God alone. In Philippians 4, verse 4 to 8, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.